New York State received mixed grades in the annual American Lung Association report card. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the advocacy group says more can be done to help people quit smoking.
Smoking is the leading cause of preventable death in this country, and that translates to about 25,000 New Yorkers who die every year from smoking-related diseases. So while the state got good grades as far as smoke-free air and the nation's highest cigarette tax goes, it got failing grades when it comes to helping people quit. Among other things, Jeff Saylor, CEO of the American Lung Association of the Northeast, says changes need to be made to health insurance policies to make it easier to quit.
We need all health plans, Medicaid, state employee health plans, and private health plans to cover all 7 cessation medications recommended by CDC without barriers to access. Considering that it takes the average smoker several tries before he or she is successful in quitting, where they exist, we also want to remove barriers like limits on the number of quit attempts covered.
The Lung Association also notes that funding in New York State for smoking cessation programs has been dropping over the last 8 years. It's asking for $85 million in spending this year in the governor's budget for these kinds of programs. The report notes that 16.2% of adult New Yorkers smoke, while almost 12% of high schoolers light up. That's lower than the national average. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.